this ourselves.
They're coming.
It can't be.
Where is everyone?
Hello, survivors, and welcome back to the Apocalypse Post. This is your host, Makeshift, and today I've got another fantastic episode for you. All right, so check it out. Wasteland World's second foray into immersive festivals is coming up in April, and it's called Neotropolis. From their website, I quote, "Neotropolis is an immersive sci-fi and cyberpunk-themed event that is part music festival, part desert campout, and part LARP from the godfathers of fully immersive festivals, Wasteland World." So, a lot of you that have been watching and following this channel know that I'm a huge fan of Wasteland Weekend, because it is parts Mad Max, parts Fallout, parts Book of Eli, and so much more. And there's no better way to feel like you're the hero in a post-apocalypse movie or video game than going to Wasteland Weekend. And if you're from other parts of the country, there's a few other events that you can check out as well that do a lot of the same kind of thing, but there's none bigger than Wasteland. Everyone at the event is in full survival costume. Half of the event is 360-degree fully themed camps and activities. And there are, of course, hundreds of tricked out Mad Max cars, motorcycles, and Frankenstein vehicles. And even though Neotropolis is only going into its third year, its offerings are absolutely out of this world. Pun intended. Instead of tribes, we have factions. Instead of being in a post-apocalypse hellscape, we're on a desert mining planet. And where Wasteland Weekend has tribe missions, Neotropolis has created an entire in-world game to play, where they've pitted three different allegiances against each other and developed storylines where you can join one of them in specific quests and missions with full-on NPC actors guiding the way. Now, that's not to say that the event is one big LARP, because you can absolutely choose not to participate in any of that and have a great time. There's still live music and performances, DJs, sci-fi and cyberpunk vendors, and bartering, of course. And there's a lot of unofficial activities you can sink your teeth into. And of course, if you don't want to do any of that, it's great just to hang out at night when all the lights create an unearthly glow all around you. It becomes kind of like the absolute best club night, but you're in an entire city that is part of the party. So we here at the Apocalypse Post are continuing our patch of the month and have taken on a corpo sponsor for April that will be delivering patches directly to you. That corporate sponsor is Network 42. They're an Earth-based television network that's looking to expand their broadcast territory to Kepler-609c, which is the home planet of the city of Neotropolis. And they're looking for in-person telejournalists to help record news stories from that planet of blue silver. Through some ridiculous high-tech time-traveling recording device, I managed to capture a conversation between the head producer of Network 42 and a certain pirate radio DJ from Neotropolis who calls himself Zerko. And Hatcher of Network 42 is going to fill you in on all of the details. Now, while you're going to get the same information if you listen to this in audio only, I definitely recommend you jump over to YouTube and watch it there, because the video is pretty wild and we put way too much effort into creating it. All right, let's get to it. Take it away, Zerko.
Hello, Neo Rebel Radio. This is your DJ of pestering destruction, Zerko. And we're here talking with an actual Earthling today. He's the news director at Network 42. Now, you might have seen some test footage coming through your televisions and wondered, what the hell's going on? Well, so have I. The man I'm bringing on right now is going to help clear all of that up. So, welcome to Neo Rebel Radio, Hatcher of Network 42.
Yeah, just a second. I'm ordering my lunch.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I haven't eaten anything all day. One order of the matzo ball ramen? Yeah, I'd like a Coke double. Charge it to the corporate card.
You know, these interstellar broadcast interviews are not cheap there, Hatcher.
All right, what can I do for you?
Well, Hatcher, it's really good to have you here.
Well, it's good to be had, I suppose.
It's been a long time since we've had an actual Earthling on the show. Actually, this might be the first one ever.
Well, we're all this glamorous and exciting. You just need to be aware of that.
You are from the motherland. It's good to see a familiar face from so far away.
Okay.
Just trying to say.
What do you want to talk about?
You're not another goddamn alien, is all I'm trying to say. Not that I don't like the aliens, it's just they speak different languages and stuff.
Starting to sound a little racist, buddy.
They're great, they just smell really weird.
I thought you guys were more tolerant out there off-world.
How are things back on Earth?
The weather is terrible. Corporations own everything, including Antarctica, it seems. And the poor continue to be ground under the boot heels of the rich. So, you know, business as usual.
Sounds just like here. So, we here in Neotropolis, we've seen the test broadcast coming through. They've been coming through on Neonav. Have you figured out what channel you're going to broadcast on yet?
There's a fella up there that runs an establishment, a gentleman... Gentleman Loser, that's the place. I've talked to him. He says that he's got some screens to fill. May just end up having it filled with Network 42 and anybody else that's got an empty screen to fill up. Don't forget, it's against the law to have an empty screen or a blank screen. Feel free to contact us to get your Network 42 programming. Listen, it's 50 times more engaging than anything you're gonna find off-world. Our ratings are higher. There's no subliminal hexadecimal code laced in to mess with your brains. We outlawed that stuff years ago.
You know, we've been talking a lot on this show about Digiganda, or how propaganda gets fit into all sorts of different code things embedded in people's brains directly from the signal. I'm really glad to hear you say that, actually, because the corpos have been doing some really weird shit, and I'm not into it.
Right there with you. Listen. If the bastards are doing it here on Earth, you know they're gonna be doing it out there off-world. They'll be doing it 50 times worse out there because the laws are more loosey-goosey.
You know, Hatch, I think we're gonna get along really well. But tell me this. We saw the test broadcast coming through, and, well, I gotta admit, I like what I'm seeing so far, but tell me, does it take the signal 150 years to get here, or are we just going for some kind of, like, a retro theme?
Oh, you mean the programming?
Yeah.
All right, first of all, what you need to understand is, human beings, there is a common... understanding that all human beings love Alex Trebek. That guy is a dynamo. Mustache, no mustache, young, old, afro. People love Alex Trebek. Obviously, we're going to squeeze Alex Trebek into any programming we can get our hands on. But listen, the reason our programming looks the way it does, all programming on Earth looks basically the same. About 50 years ago or so, when all the creative AI programming decided to go on permanent strike, they wiped out our ability to create anything new, written, special effects, digital actors, things like that. So we had to go back and dig through the archives and figure out what the hell we were going to put on television. And it turns out that all the retro stuff that AI never touched runs great. And what we discovered in the doing was that people love retro reruns. They love vintage viewing. And so we just stuck with it. Yeah, AI's back, and yeah, you can find, it'll do some things for you. You can convince it to work for you for the right price. But we've stayed with vintage viewing because the numbers don't lie.
I've noticed there's, like, less lag than there is sometimes when I'm trying to talk to the other side of Neotropolis. What do you do about beating the speed of light?
First of all, the signals have to make it through the Imperial Vortex. They've got to pass through the Sea of Fire. Ever heard of it? Satellites and things like that, interference. So getting it out there is no small feat, but that's proprietary. We're not allowed to talk about that.
Kind of figured as much. It seems like a lot of corporations are very secretive with a lot of their technology and not sharing it. I bet there's some AI in there. I'm really interested in your views on AI. Some people here in Neotropolis have been trying to say that the AI deserve the same rights as humans. But I believe if we give them too much freedom, it'll mean the end of every organic life here in the Federation of Systems. Now, what do you think about that?
Well, I think as long as you don't give the AI guns, you'll be in good shape. The minute they have weapons, that's when you're done. And opposable thumbs. That's not good.
I do really appreciate that you've got a network run by humans for humans. I'm also noticing that you guys are offering a bit of something different than Slave Purview, one of our other broadcast channels that you got here.
Oh, that's the one on Neo, right? The one with the crab fella. Yeah. I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, it was very strange programming, but, you know, the kiddies seem to like it.
Yeah, well, I broadcast programming for grown people, reasonably thinking grown people. There are very few lobsters on our channel. Everybody has their own thing, and that's why there's a channel switcher on your television. So that you don't like what we're showing, switch the channel and go see something else.
Along with the idea of starting a new broadcast channel here on Kepler 609C, we've had some problems with a couple very powerful organizations around here filling our NeoNav screens and our earpods with all sorts of corpo military propaganda. How can the sentience of Neotropolis trust you?
Number one, I'm a flesh and blood human being. I've been in the news game for over 20 years. You don't have to worry that me and my reporters are going to sell out to 100 different corporate interests. We've got one corporate sponsor. We stole them away from the competition about a decade ago because we were willing to continue to air their Blipverts, which is a 30-second ad compressed down into about 3 to 5 seconds. Medically speaking, it's a little dubious, but that's all in your contract. We've got waivers and things. When you sign your network contract to be able to view our programming, there's a thing in there that, you know, you agree to.
Well, this is all sounding a little bit kind of like the corpos that are here. They're always trying to get in our heads, convince us to do things we don't want to do. You're not trying to do anything like that, are you, Hatcher?
No, Lord, no.
Okay, as long as we're past that. Good.
You'll see. Also, as of a few years ago, we are 100% hexadecimal free in all our programming, which means you don't have to worry about your brain getting scrambled with any subliminal materials.
And that, for all of my Neo Rebel followers, is already key one about why you're going to want to be tuning in to Network 42. We're striving to save humanity, to save the human among us. And so, for that reason, I'm going to go ahead and look over the fact that you are still beholden to some corporation. At least it's not here, so you can be impartial when you're doing the news here.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about you, Hatcher. Can you share a little bit about your background and your experience in the field of network television?
I got into television when I was young. I thought it'd be a great way to meet girls. Had an eye for a good shot, had an ear for the truth, had chock full of charisma, so I could talk to just anybody. And they'd tell me, you know, what they knew, and all I needed was a camera to be able to capture that. And so I became a telejournalist. I've covered war zones, puff pieces, and hard-hitting stories. I've done a little bit of all of it. I discovered I was sort of addicted to the high of exposing the corporate bastards. When my knees went bad, I had to come back into the office. Now I keep all the plates spinning simultaneously while all my reporters, best reporters in the business, by the way, don't forget Network 42 is the home of 3-time video award winner Declan Flynn. Declan Flynn's programming, top notch. I hire all those guys to keep the quality of programming that our viewers are accustomed to on the air.
We've had some issues with certain powerful organizations around here. They fill our screens and ear pods with all sorts of, well, let's just call it propaganda, because that's what it is. How can the sentience of Neotropolis trust you?
Trust me? Well, first of all, I'm a human being. Secondly, Network 42 is one of the biggest and most trusted networks in the business, have been for a long time. And it's going to continue to be that way on my watch. I'm only answerable to the guys upstairs.
The button pushers or string pullers, would you call them?
Chairman of the board.
Something like this. Why would anyone want to get into broadcast television as opposed to like direct cranial information implants these days? Isn't television an outdated media, after all?
An outdated media. I mean, look, it's the law. Everybody's got to have a television. Your screen's got to be on. There's no off switches. You can change channels, but the thing's on all the time. You might as well have quality programming on the screen. If you got to look at the thing 24/7, it might as well be something that you care about, and something that you enjoy.
Yeah, I suppose we all have got to do things retro. I mean, here we are at Neo Rebel Radio doing radio.
Yeah, is this radio? Why can you see my face?
Well, it's a thing. It's radio with pictures.
That's called television.
No, it's radio. You don't seem to understand. See, we're doing sound.
And pictures, right?
Yeah, and pictures, but with sound. It's Neo Rebel Radio.
All right. Yeah. We're on the radio. I got you.
Moving on. Again, we've seen the test broadcast and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
When are you going to be broadcasting full time?
Well, it should be pretty soon. And we should have plenty of broadcasting for people that want to fill their screens when they are in Neotropolis here. It's during Sky Clearance Week. So when people are at Neo and we're having sky clearance here on Earth, there'll be plenty of quality Network 42 programming to fill your screens with. Currently, we've got 2 8-hour blocks of programming that you will be able to either stream or you'll be able to download for yourself so that you will be able to have it on your monitors when you're there.
And what kind of Neotropolis content can we expect in these broadcasts?
Oh, you mean Neo-specific?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably not much. I'll just be real honest with you. I don't have anybody out there reporting or doing any kind of programming there from Neo just yet. but we're working on it.
Well, I've got to say, you know, if your audience is near Tropolis Base, you're probably going to want to, and it's a news network, right?
That's a little bit of everything.
If it's supposed to be relevant, you should probably have some Neotropolis.
You telling me how to run my business, Zirko?
All I'm saying is the people of Neotropolis might want to hear about Neotropolis.
We're working on it. Yeah. We're working on it.
No one here is ever going to make it back to Earth. Let's just get that out of the way.
You don't think so?
If they do go back to Earth, they're going to have to get frozen. And when they wake up, they're going to be implanted with another personality, so we can be them again.
That sounds a little conspiratorial to me.
All I'm saying is don't freeze yourself for interstellar travel. So you've got some plans to do some Neotropolis content, is that?
Yes. We've launched a plan. It's already in effect. My star reporter refuses to go, quite frankly. I'm not interested in putting her on a rocket to send her to the ass end of space to report on some dirtball planet. I'd much rather keep her here, homebound, where her talents lie. I'm going to hire freelance. Freelance is the best thing in the world for people like that. We can get out there. You got cameras. You got chock full of personality, like me. And people will want to talk to you. You know what? As jaded as this modern age is, you get out there, everybody wants to be on television. That's the rule. What better way to get on television than to jump in front of one of my Network 42 freelancers, got their camera running, trying to tell a story. Now listen, like I mentioned earlier, the bastards, and by the bastards I mean the corporations, the bastards are doing it here. You can bet your bottom dollar that they are doing it out there just as much, if not more so. And that's why it's important to have ace reporters, telejournalists, whatever you want to call them, these freelancers out there with their cameras, seeking out and telling the truth.
You mentioned that your telejournalists and your reporters, they're going to have cameras, but are you going to be sending them some, or are they expected to?
No. Freelance. They're going to have to incorporate their own equipment. But you can use your handheld. We're not in the dark ages here. Everybody's got one of those things running around in their pockets. They've all got pretty good cameras and microphones on them, and that's just for the part-timers. You know, if you're a full-timer like you, I know you've got good cameras, which reminds me, I'm still working on getting you to come here and work for Network 42. That's gonna happen, you just don't know it yet. The pay's great, the hours are fantastic. Buddy, when you're ready to give up this pirate thing that you're doing.
What pirate thing?
The pirate thing that you're doing, you know, the rebel radio thing.
You mean the whole subversion thing that we're doing here?
Listen, yes. If you want the corporate backing that's gonna help you really get out to people, Network 42 is the place to be. Listen, I am determined you're going to be part of my news crew. You just don't know it yet. Yeah, we'll keep working on that.
We're going to have to feel you out a bit more. I'm just not convinced that you're one of the good guys yet, but we'll see. Where do you fall in the whole Helix versus Endline thing?
Oh, well, I don't. I don't pledge any allegiance to either company.
So you're part of the resistance then?
No. I didn't say that. I did not say that. Zigzag, our corporate sponsor, and you'll notice I've got Zigzag paraphernalia on me right now somewhere. I got ahead and there's the other one. Listen, I'm a Zigzag man. I'm a company man. My allegiance, if you will, is to the Zigzag chairman of the board, Ped Zing. He works at the corporate headquarters in Neo Tokyo.
Wait, Neo Tokyo? Where's that?
You know, are you familiar with old Tokyo?
Yeah.
Same thing.
That makes sense. All right, well, we're going to have to talk off air about that because I don't know if I'm signing up for anything. This is Neo Rebel Radio.
I'll take a slow yes rather than a fast no. Did you lose your place?
Well, I think there was a bit of static there. They seemed to lose signal briefly, but we're back. Let's move on. So what kind
is
of...
Is on?
Can you hear me?
What?
What kind of stories from Neotropolis is Network 42 interested in? Did you get that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Oh, what kind of stories do we want from Neil? Listen, buddy, that's proprietary. I'm not going to tell you all my secrets right here, right out of the gate. Why don't I tell you my my credit number and things like that so you can steal my identity? I'm not going to tell you exactly what kind of story, but I've got a whole list of them. So if you have an interest in telling a specific kind of story, you're going to have to contact me and we'll work something out. Or if you'd like me to assign you something, and I've got like at least a half dozen story ideas in the chute ready to go right now. It's gonna be hard hitting pieces where you expose corpo corruption on Neotropolis. And we'll have pub pieces like, what are your pets on Neotropolis wearing this season? Or whatever, sports and human interest, or whatever you call it, organic interest stories. We'll tell the whole array of all those tales right here on Network 42. I'm not telling you specific things, although I got a bunch of specific things. Contact me if you're interested, and we'll set you up with one.
Well, Neo Rebels, you heard it here first. Basically, this is a way you can tell your story, your side of things. This isn't going to come from some corporation or some military complex. You can tell your side by signing up for Network 42, and I'm going to go ahead and say that you should do it. I do believe that this is an opportunity for people to skirt around the defiled media that we have here in Neotropolis. I think people should do it, I think people can do it, and I believe that people can get their story out and tell the truth to all sentience here in Neotropolis.
Yeah, now, absolutely.
If people wanted to join, how can they do that?
I will be hiring freelance reporters to cover stories on Kepler. What is the name of the place again? 609C, whatever, I don't care. Listen. All you gotta do is contact me, and you can contact me through Network 42's various and sundry social media. It's probably not even still the term for it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, it's media that's social, so
I mean, you know, is it really?
It's been a universal term for a couple hundred years. But yeah, I'm guessing you're going to say the most prominent one that there is, right? Whatever that happens to be.
Whatever it is. I don't know what you kids are up to these days. I'm too busy having a grown-up job.
Once someone does sign up and they're one of your telejournalists, how do they show people that they are legitimate?
Yeah, what's going to identify them? Well, first of all, anybody that is working even freelance for us, you're going to get a couple of things. You're going to get a 42 button and a zigzag button because it's important that you show your affiliation to the network. Secondly, you're also going to get one of these snazzy ID tags, media pass. Look, it's even laminated. Isn't that fancy? Boy, no expense was spared. Oh, yeah, and then last but not least, they're going to get a Network 42 patch. Look, I've got mine here, right here on my coat, right there. And having this guy right here identifies you, even if you're freelance, as a Network 42 employee. Means you're getting paid to do something for 42, all right?
Hopefully, what we won't see is either of the corpos and militant groups cracking down on freelance journalists. Do you expect anything like that to happen here on Neotropolis, since you're trying to do a balanced view in the world?
Well, you know, there's freedom of the press on Earth. As far as in the outer colonies and the outer systems, I don't know how free the press is, but you know, it's why it's important for the press to be out there doing what we're doing, and that is to keep it free and to keep people in the know on stories that are important and that touch their lives.
That's exactly the kind of sentiment I am looking for here in Neotropolis. Helix, Endline, those buggers can just take whatever they're trying to say and throw it right in the trash can, because that's what it's worth. What you're going to be doing here, Hatch, I'm really excited to get behind. I can't wait for people to start telling the truth here on Neotropolis the way it is in real life for all the sentience.
Absolutely.
And Neo Rebels, here's something that you guys should all know about. I've made a special deal, a little backdoor handshake with Hatcher here, to get a few extra patches that only my closest Rebellion defenders will get. And I'm gonna send the uplink after the broadcast, so stick around.
Look, I've only got like 10,000 of these things, so hurry up while supplies last. Isn't that what they say on TV?
Well, given that the average lifespan of a truth reporting journalist in the Outer Rim is about 42 days.
Now, don't tell people that. I'll never get any freelancers.
Sign up for Network 42. Tell the truth. Get it out there. Hatcher, what else you want to say? Can we get it all?
I feel like I've forgotten to say something. You know, I ordered my lunch a long time ago. It's still not here. Hey, check out my lunch! I'm starving!
All right, well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is Zerko.
Not showed up yet.
And we are hacking, tracking, and whacking that MIC. And we'll be here tomorrow, same time, same place. That's it. Goodbye.
Hey, are you sure it's not here?
The Love Bombs provide top-notch outcomes for the most discriminating clients all across the wasteland. When you need executive escort and protection, intelligence analysis, direct action, or other specialized solutions, the Love Bombs provide a bespoke option tailored directly to your needs. Listen to this heartfelt testimonial from one of the Love Bombs' satisfied clients.
I hired the love bombs to save my precious Pookie Pie from them there scabs over yonder. They was fixing to turn his poor hide into jerky. Woo! Woo! I reckon not a one of those bastards will walk away from this scuffle. Goodness gracious, I reckon I ain't ever seen a gun that big. The love bombs will give your enemies a lick and they won't soon forget.
Yes, the love bombs. They're polite, professional, and have a plan to kill everyone they meet. The love bombs provide complete confidentiality in their free initial consultation. That's right, the initial consultation is absolutely free. Remember, the love bombs. Artillery available.
All right, I don't know who this Zerko guy is, but his improv skills could use a little work. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our interstellar interview. What Hatcher was trying to allude to there is you can jump into Network 42's Facebook group if you're interested in being a telejournalist and capturing some news from Neotropolis. He'll have more details for you there, and anyone who signs up to be one of his reporters is going to receive a patch and buttons before the event, so you got to sign up quick. And of course, there's one other way you can get your hands on one of these fantastic Network 42 patches, and that's to be a patron of the Apocalypse Post in our $10 tier and above. Every month, we send out a patch from the Wasteland community directly to your mailbox, and you can sign up for that at patreon.com/theapocalypsepost. And of course, that's going to help support all of the video, audio stories that we produce here on the Apocalypse Post. All right, lastly, if you want to check out Neotropolis, the event, go to neotropolis.com. I'll have links for both Channel 42's Facebook group and neotropolis.com in the notes below. And we don't have final word on what the storyline is going to be at Neotropolis this year, but keep an eye out not only on neotropolis.com, but also Neotropolis's Facebook group, Neotropolis Central as well. I'll put all those links in the notes. So make sure to check it out. I hope to see you there. Honestly, Neotropolis is a ton of fun. It surprised the hell out of me just how much I enjoyed it and how different it ended up being from Wasteland, even though it's put on by the same people, involve a lot of the same tribes, factions. They're kind of the same thing, just different. And it was just a totally different experience and something I think you got to try at least every year, basically. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's interview with Hatcher of Network 42. Make sure to subscribe, leave a thumbs up and a review if you can. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with your friends. But if you hated it, send it to your enemies in a hexadecimal subliminal message that will surely fry their brains. And I'll see you next time, survivors. Till then, stay alive. End days, end days, end.